Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hey everyone, football is back, and BetOnline still remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest, the easiest. It's the best way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head on over to betonline.ag, join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Hey, what's up? Look, I'm going to get right to the point, fool. The regular host of this pinche show, Mike Catherwood, is a puto of large proportions, title and scope, how much of a fucking puto he is. But this podcast is pretty dope. So, like, I'm going to come through like a pinch hitter, dog, and I'm going to blast some homers of question and answer. My name is Rudy Cisneros. On the internet, people know me as Culo Breaker. I earned that name from breaking culos all over the world. Mostly, well, all over Los Angeles County, but I broke a lot of culos open. Either, you know, with putazos or my actual pito, like literal. You know what I'm saying? It's sometimes it's like an analogy, you know? Sometimes I did, for real. Anyway, I'm that bitch-ass Mike Catherwood's cousin. I'm his primo. And, like, I'm the better version because, as you can see, like, we're kind of similar, pero I have much more meat in my chones and I'm much more muscular. Look, I can make my chichis dance. That's how buff I am from burpees and shit, you know, in the pen. I'm clearly more beautiful. I'm a better lover. Either way, so like I'm coming in for a special edition of Q&A on Mikey Likes You with me, Rudy Cisneros, Culo Breaker. Let's start with La Onda TV. Hey, I know that vato from La Onda. They're a good band, dog. They make good music, all about, like, you know, Chicano stuff, you know. Does participating in the Cinnamon Challenge give your mecos the taste of horchata? Interesting question and a intriguing scientific proposal. It really, what matters is if you swallow any of the cinnamon, pero if you're good at the cinnamon challenge, you don't, you know, so none of it goes in your body, and just having it up in your mouth, you know, mouthwash and shit, you know, it doesn't make your mecos taste no different. But they do make like mecos perfumes, you know, and I do believe they come with like a cinnamony, brown sugar, horchata. It's a good, you know, because it's creamy, you know, you would like a nice horchata or a mecoscalada or something like that, you know. But thanks for the question, fool. Will the Dodgers win tonight from Centurion Gear? Yeah, of course, fool. Like, come on, dog. Flores 92501 says, are you bi? No, fool, I'm not bi, you know. I'm straight, you know, even though, like, I've dabbled in butt. Even though I've dabbled in, you know, man butt here and there, you know, because it's like, you know, like, if you were starving, you would eat shit that you don't normally find delicious, you know. So when I was in the pinta, fool, it wasn't like a lot of panocha there. There was one corrections officer. Her name was Maria. She was all right, pero I think like I thought she was okay because there was nothing but vatos. You know what I'm saying, fool? And, you know, looking back on it, she was a bit thick, like beyond good thick. Like she looked like Yoel Romero or some shit. And I thought there was vatos in the pen that were better looking than her and a little bit more appealing. And, you know, I have no problem with it, but I'm not bi. You know what I'm saying, dog? But if you are, you know, you go for it like that. No matter who it is, you know, you got to be you and you got to love the people that you feel compelled to love. That's the way I feel. So thumbs up to anyone. I don't care bi, straight, gay. Doesn't matter, you know. I like love. I love love. That's what I'm saying, dog. What do you do when someone is giving you a menacing stare from Altered Head? That's a crazy name, dog. Altered Head. Like, you came out the shoot and you looked and you're like, oh, my head's fucked up. I need to alter it. Remember Altered Beast, fool? That video game? That was shit was dope. You would be like wimpy, like a little chivala puto. And then you get one little power up and then you turn into like normal puto. Then you turn into like me, like athletic, beautiful, muscular Greek god. Then you get one more and you turn into a beast, like some wolf man or some shit like that. Altered Beast. Anyway, Altered Head. What do you do when someone's giving you a menacing stare? Like, back in the day when I was a younger vato and I was a little bit more temperamental, fool, you know what? I just go right after. I'd be like, what's up? I'll give my menacing stare back, you know, like a doggy. Sometimes I flick my lips like I'm a hungry dog, you know, hungry pit bull. And then, you know, if that vato wants to go, then we go. But now I think about it like, if someone's a random vato just gonna give me a menacing stare, or even a hyena, now I look at it, it's like, what's up with them? Like, you don't even know me. Like, are you that insecure that you have to go around showing people how to look at me? Like, I'm a, like you're a perrito, like I was saying, like a dog. You have to be all territorial with your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, though, there's something in there. There's a reason why most people grow out of that. And it's because that's baby shit, you know what I'm saying? So I just think about, like, what's going on with their life, and then I usually laugh. Sometimes, though, it'll be, like, a real tough-looking bet that I don't want to be like, oh, shit, what's up? Look like this. I mean, I'm not too proud to admit it. Like, every, you know, once in a while, you know, I see that fool that's like this, and I'm like, oh, damn, you know? No, I'm not. Don't look at me, though. Don't look at me. I'm not looking. So that's what's up. How do you make your top ramen, fool? Do you add any other special ingredients? That's from Lonely One Night Stands. That's, you know, I don't have no real one night stands no more because I'm married. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty happily married. I would think my wife would say the same shit. So my one night stands now, they involve this shit, you know. That's how I do it, dog. So, like, my top ramen, You know, what I do, dog, is I don't add the packet that comes with it, fool. I just heat it up, you know, get it till it's moist and shit. And then what I'll do is I'll put it in a sifter, like a pasta strainer or some shit. Like, so there's no liquid, right? Then I do like 2 tablespoons of butter and let it melt full with sea salt like this. With sea salt, fool. That's what's up. You mix that up, you know, and then I get rid of all the fucking... So it's not like soupy. It's more like... More like pasta, you know. Yeah, you know that about the soupy? I used to know about the name soupy. Little soupy from Pacoima, dog. He was down. He got his arm blown off, though. It wasn't even like a like violence thing. He was a roofer, and he went, and there was some air vent, and he got that shit fucking caught in it. He was doing work, and he fell, you know, it was like a beat-up old tenement house, and it just fucking fell in some vent, and was like, just ripped his arm off out of that bottle. R.I.P. to his fucking arm, dog. Your brazo lives in brazo heaven, dog. All right, let's move on. How many tacos can you eat on cheat day from Route 14? I'll tell you this, fool. Carne asada, al pastor, lengua, something like that. I could put away some tacos, dog. But when it's the real taco, the fish taco, dog. You know what I'm talking about? The special fish taco. I'm talking about pussy, dog. I'll put away limitless. You know what I'm saying, fool? Limitless tacos. Bring them on. Like, you could have a buffet of kind of just squatting clicks. You see that? Strength, endurance in my lengua, doc? That's how many I blast. All right, don't get it twisted. I worked on that. I had a little piercing. I used to have a piercing back in the 90s, dog. And I attached a kettlebell to it. And I was like, that's how I got them to be good. Strength, endurance up in there. Because there's muscles and shit all up underneath. You know, frenulum. And that's, I think, what they call it, dog. So my hard palate is yoked, dog. It's jacked like fucking, you know. So when you could bring off any panocha from here to Saskatchewan, I'm back, and I just blast them with my lengua. Mama, mom, me, my, what the fuck that name? All right, look, she says, why is Rudy so damn sexy? It's a combination of things. There's many factors to this. Genetics. My mom looks like Linda Ronstadt and shit in her prime, and my dad looks like young... Like a young Ricardo Montalban. So it's no surprise, you know, that you have this beautiful face. And then, of course, I work hard to take care of myself and preserve La Moneymaker and my beautiful body, you know, Greek god-like body, dog. My male physique is... One more time. Look at my chichis. Look, I'm going to put down my modelo. Like, ba 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 ba. I'm going to move to a different, mira, a different profile. Now I'm going to my profile. Remember, it's at Culo Breaker, dog. I loved you on Jason Ellis. Thanks, El Perro 433. This vato says, I got all kinds of pinche preguntas, fool, but then he doesn't give me none. No, Josh, dad. One says, hey, I remember you mentioning you got your prostate massage. What was the experience like? You know, at first, it was, I felt like I was flying to the moon, you know, like Buzz Lightyear or some shit like that. Neil Sedaka, you know, and like, it was scary. I was exciting, pero I was a little scared too. But I knew I was going. I felt like a pioneer, you know, because I was breaking into new territory, you know, because my pito had been rubbed and sucked and loved in many different ways. But my culo was new territory, dog, you know. So the first time Ahaina went back there, she was like a culo Lewis and Clark, you know. And to me, that was the added to it, you know, the excitement. Like, what's gonna happen, dog? Because my pinche fight or flight was like this, you know. And first, because I was so nervous, my butthole was very small and it would not let her in, like locked up. But then she whispered to my butthole. She did. She's, you know, I think she said, if I remember this Haina, her name was Little Misty. She was from Duarte. This is 1993. She sang a slow jam to my culo, and it helped loosen things up, you know. She was like, right up to my butt, like this. Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. Right there to my culo, like that. And the air from her singing was very soft and relaxing. And then I was like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go. You know, and so she did, like, but I had to have her take off her nails because this was the 90s and that Haina was down, you know, so she had nails like fucking Freddy Krueger, all matching her fucking lipstick. It was called Mahogany Love was the color. She went to Maranello Beauty School too, so she was all, everything all fleeked out. She had it like that, and I was like, hey, what's up with that, you know. And so I was like, can you pop that shit off? She's like, they're real, fool. And I was like, okay, hold. And I had a belt sander right there because I was working on my bed frame. And so I said, and I got it down nice and like this, all pretty. And so then she went, and then she did like a sky hook in my butt like this. And I was, oh, I remember I did like the stanky leg. I was like, oh. But then it was Pleasure Town and beautiful, memorable experience. So to Little Misty, and that's how I feel about massaging the prostate.
Oh boy, if you're listening to this podcast, it means one thing. You care about nutrition, and that is why Green Chef is here to save the day. Convenience oftentimes is the number one reason why we don't get the nutrition that we want to get, okay? It's not easy to constantly prepare dinner, prepare different meals, and make sure that you're eating all the things that you need to be eating. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Options like keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free. And all of these meals come with pre-made, pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices to get you more chef-curated flavor in less time. I absolutely loved the stuffed Italian peppers with a nice tomato sauce. By the way, my 8-year-old daughter loved it too, as well as the pork loin with a fig glaze. It was all delicious and it was all convenient, ready for me to put together and make sure that dinner was nutritious and delicious. Go to greenchef.com/Mikey135. Use the code Mikey135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes and your first box ships free. You heard me correctly. Go to greenchef.com/Mikey135. Use the code Mikey135 and you get $135 off across 5 different delicious boxes and your first box ships free. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Oh boy, I'm going to tell you about a spoon. A magic spoon. Growing up, cereal, it was one of the best parts of being a child, right? Getting a bowl of cereal, some ice cold milk, it made your whole day. Well, when we're all trying to eat better as adults, why not have the number one ace up your sleeve right in your pantry at all times? And that is Magic Spoon cereal. It tastes as good, if not better, than all of your favorite childhood cereals. But you don't get any of the junk. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's just a bunch of regular old sugary cereal with some protein powder added in. Oh, no, 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 no. 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, only 140 calories per serving, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Amazing flavors. I've tried every one, and they're all delicious. Peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple, waffle, fruity, cocoa. Oh, man. All of them are delicious. And they, like I said, they all taste as good as your favorite childhood cereals. So head on over to magicspoon.com/Mikey. Grab a custom bundle of cereal. Try it today. Be sure to use the promo code Mikey at checkout. Save $5 off your entire order. Magic Spoon's so confident in this product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund all your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Mikey and use the code Mikey to save $5 off. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this here episode.
When you drop the soap in the pan, do you bend over like a hyena at Chicas Bonitas to pick it up, or do you seawalk like a fool and do a quick drop to pick it up mid-step? Go Doyers, eh? And that's for real. Hey, you want to know how, when I was in the Pinta, like, I didn't literally drop soap, but when you be in the shower, you know, sometimes, this is what I did. I actually tricked fools so that there was going to be no confusion that was not to be fucked with, dog. I did, when I knew I was going to get locked up, I had about 30 days between my trial and my actual date of incarceration. So I had 30 days and I did butt Kegels. I squeezed them like this. I had, you know, those like grip strengtheners. I put them in between my butt cheeks and then I would fucking bummer, bummer. And so my butthole and my pelvic floor was yoked. Okay. So what I would do is I would tease them. I'd use my ass like cheese for a mouse, you know, like you put in a mouse trap. I would show my ass, like, look at me, at my ass. And so vatos would come over, and next thing you know, when they get there, I would do the devil's butt kegel right to their pito. Snap that shit. Trust me, dog. No one ever fucked with that again. They knew betters, dog. So first time, only time. And I kind of had fun with it, too, because I was like, yeah, it was like jujitsu. I just trapped that guy's pito like this. And he's like, hi. I'm like, that's right. You better tap out, dog. Bang. Pito submission. What? How do I become a down-ass perro like you from Ricky Bobby 3? I want my socks to get higher, my mustache to get thicker. Help me become a culo breaker, dog, please. Hey, fool. You just gotta believe in yourself, dog. You know, cause I know people be like, "Hey, listen, I'm nothing special." No, I'm clearly very special. Most people don't have the intelligence and beautiful and wit and pito that I have. You know, I'm like Hard Rock Nick, pero with a beautiful body. I wish I had his eyebrows, though, fato. But if you believe in yourself, fool, and then you do all the things you need to do to be a better man, it happens, dog. It just happens. But it's hard. You know, if it were easy, every vato would be buff and rich and happy and gorgeous, you know. So, like, just know that, like, the struggle's going to come. But don't run away, dog. Don't run away. Don't turn your back on it. Because when, you know, that shit gets frightening, you want to turn your back, you know. Push through, and you may fail, but like once you succeed, just once, dog, then you start believing yourself and you just go boom, boom. So when it comes to working out or going for that job you want or writing a script or some whatever you dream of, whatever's holding you back, just go for it. And you may fuck up, people may make fun of you, but that's what's holding most people back, is that they're scared, dog. They're scared of what everyone around them is gonna think or they're gonna say. You just gotta say fuck that, dog. Look inside yourself and say, like, I just figure out a way. Fake it, dog. Even if you do give a fuck what people are saying, dog, all around you. I'm foaming at the mouth. I'm so excited to give you advice. And listen, you just got to learn. It's not about what your neighbors or the vatos you went to high school with or the hyena down the street. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. Maybe they make fun of you. fuck that. What's going on in their brain, dog? What's up in their soul that they feel that way, that they're going to do that to you? Because trust me, down as vatos and hyenas who are in control of their life, boss ass hyenas, they don't pick on anybody for trying and failing. Because they know. They know, fool, that that's part of what makes you a champion, dog. That's what makes you a legend. Falling off that horse and getting right back up. So if you do go for it and you fail, which most people do, I've done it, dog. You know, I fuck shit up. But like, once you do put it all together, dog, or even that first time you fuck it up, you look around you and you look at all that, the fucking chivala ass, mas puto motherfuckers, all rankers, dog, that are going to be making fun of you. Because real G's and real hyenas, they don't. Because they know. They look at, they're like, hey, you know, in fact, most of the time, they'll encourage you. They'll be like, hey, that was impressive, man. I know it didn't come out like how you wanted it, but I see you. I see you going for it, dog. You know? I might cry, fool. So meaningful. This is not a tear tattoo, fool. That's real fucking tears, dog. All right, next question, dog. Nate Skillet. Hey, fucker. Just wondering how long it took to grow that down-ass mustache. The womb broom. Hashtag womb broom, dog. Hey, Nate Skillet, I'll tell you what's up. I'm 43 years old. It took 43 years. In fact, it took 0 years because I came out. You call it womb broom, but you're thinking like I use it to broom up the panocha like this. Pero I literally was in the womb with this shit. I came out. I saw pictures, dog. My Uncle Lester had a Polaroid for my birth, which is odd because that's his sister. My mom's his sister. He's right there taking pictures of her blasted open panocha. My head comes out, and there's my brush. It's like this, beautiful, when I came out. I don't know if it's a dream or nothing, but I think I remember like playing my umbilical cord in the womb like a harmonica, like so it was like a stand-up bass but a harmonica too, because I would brush it with my brush. I was a baby, the fetus, dog. And I was playing like more bounce to the ounce and shit, you know. So that's how, you know, some people are put on this earth to have dope shit. I think that's how God looked at me and this brush, so. But don't give up. Hey, another question about my mustache. Denim Metis, 41. Rudy, how do you get such a sweet shine on that mustache, dog? I'll tell you, dog. A mixture of Suavecito pomade and turtle wax. I learned that because that's what I used to beat off with, too, dog. That's what I wanted my pito to have a nice luster, you know, shiny, dog, like candy flake dick. That's what I was looking for. So I would mix up a little turtle wax, a little, you know, carnauba wax if you can't afford the good turtle wax. Little Suavecito like this. And I was like, what? And next thing you know, I had a shiny ass dick, fool. Hyenas would comment. You know, I break it out the first time. They're like, oh, damn, that's like Excalibur, all shiny. And I was like, you better believe, hyena. And the one time I was doing work on my pito, you know, looking at an old picture of, you know, some shit, you know, Leanne Tweeden probably in that era on the Fredericks of Hollywood. I used to get that. I think my mom would get that shit, you know, the catalog, Fredericks of Hollywood, and I would steal that for sure, dog. And I'd be like in the bathroom just for hours. I'd be like, hey, I'm just listening to the Raider game, Dodger game, whatever. But I was really beating my pito. And not once, I was sweaty, and I just went like this. I wiped my mustache like this in my hand. And it just fucking was golden, dog. I went to Florentine Gardens later that night, and everyone's coming. They're like, damn, it's like a disco ball on your face. I was like, serio? In your professional opinion, what is the best way to smash a torta? Respectfully. I'm going to come with you correct right now, dog. I'm not going to make no jokes. The best way for sex is to always be thinking about your partner throughout every part of it. Because, look, you're going to get your pleasure. Or else, I mean, that comes with the territory, right? That's the part of smashing that why everybody likes it, dog. So just know that shit's there, and then be constantly thinking in your head, like, not, oh, what would I do right now that makes me feel, not what would I do right now make this hyena or this vato feel amazing? Make them feel safe and ready for action, dog. And that may be wild shit. But you have to wait till you get to that moment. You got to feel it out. You know what I'm saying, po? It's like when I was in La Pinta and I would play pickup basketball, dog. I wouldn't just go in there like, you know, in the paint, fucking elbowing, looking for rebounds. I had to know maybe these vatos just want to relax, you know. But sometimes, you know, they're going hard dunking and shit, you know, and fouls everywhere. So I was like, oh, okay. We're calling our own fouls. That seems to be okay. All right, let's go, dog. But I had to feel it out to know that was the mood that they were in. And the same thing goes with knocking them boots, dog. You got to be like, mira, checking out the ocean, the Panocha ocean, the Panocean. That's what you do. And you just look out like a sailor. And you know your boat is your dick. And you're like, okay. These waves are very calm, so I'm just gonna glide right in, see how this goes. And then the ocean responds and goes, oh, I like that. Let me give you a bigger wave. And next you know, bah, 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 you're just fucking hitting it like a soldier, though. Vince Caltagrione is less attractive person, more likely to be crazy in bed and do more shit for you compared to a fine-ass 10. This may sound bad, but this is the truth. Only with girls. Okay, because I'm beautiful, I'm a perfect 10, and I know, and I'm a man, and I'm open to anything. Wow, fool, I'll do anything to please them hyenas. But I've been with the ladies. That's why I married my hyena, because she's a beautiful, perfect 10, but she's also nasty. She's a nasty hyena. She's a party, fool. Bedroom fiesta, fool. And that's rare because most girls that are that fine, they're all fucking loco, dog. So they don't do crazy stuff that, like, sometimes it's even better. You go out to a club, you see, you know, I remember I was at Sam's Hot Rod, the strip club in L.A. downtown. There was, I can't believe, the crew of hyenas there were insane, fool. Motley-ass crew, dog. Toothless, missing tooth, gold tooth, C-section scars, like 11 C-section scars, or maybe stab wounds. I don't know, because they were up on her neck. So I don't know if you can pull a baby out of that. Serio. They were fucked up. But they were wild, dog. When we took them back to my friend's pad, dog, it was my homie, Pap Smear. When we took them back to my friend's pad, this vato from El Monte, his name was Mr. Grouper. That was his name. And he had a pad in El Monte. Yeah, it was a wild night. All right, so that's it. I think that's all the good questions I got, fool. Let me first, I can't believe I'm saying this, but thank you to Mike Catherwood for at least allowing me to do this. I didn't have to elbow my way in. Like, he was like, hey, you want to do like a, I know you need to help promote your shit, so if you want to do an episode, for, go ahead. So thank you to Mike. I can't believe I'm saying that because he's a bitch. En serio. Thank you to all the sponsors, you know. Thank you to God for making me this beautiful. And thank you to everyone who's listening or watching this. And thank you to everyone who gave me questions, you know. And remember, like, serio, like, listen, for, like, this is my parting message. It's like my grandma used to always tell me, dog. She would say, when life gives you lemons, get your dick sucked.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.